to getting on the indoor turf?
Oh, man, you know, we enjoy the snow. Don't get it wrong. You know, it's a great game. You know, but I mean, whatever the conditions presents itself, that's what we got to go play. So it doesn't matter where we play. We're just looking forward to the opportunity.
There's kind of a buzz going around when you play in such a kind of a memorable game like that, the obvious of a letdown the week after. You guys have always seemed to kind of be dismissive of whether wins or losses. Is that just your...
I mean, you know, we have a focus right now. That's a common, you know, factor throughout the locker room. All we can do is take care of one game at a time, and we feel very confident. Where we stand at now, not content though. We feel we have to keep going and push each other throughout the week and practice, and you know, just do things we need to do to better ourselves throughout the week to make it to Sunday, and just do whatever we need to do to beat the other team.
I'm sure you've been on teams before, whether it was college, high school, that did have a letdown game. Why do you think this team, is there something about what's coached here or how you approach it?
We just challenge each other, honestly, to go out there and, just get the best, like I say, during the week. That's where it starts at, first and foremost. So, without what we put into during the week, Sundays are just, another day for us. And it's, almost like we built a repertoire to where we're at now. Get in the groove of things, and like I said, we're just challenging ourselves, and we go out there, we plan together, we're playing for one another, so it's just like back against the wall, and everybody inside this locker room, we have to go out and face whoever it is that's against us.
Do you guys look at the fact that you guys are now in sole possession of first place after the Cowboys lost?
It's a good position to be in, honestly. We feel good about that, but it's still 3 games left in the season, and at any given moment, it's the NFL, so we can't really worry about that. Some great teams out there as well, too, that, are fighting just as, well that we're fighting. So just continue to go out there and just, give us the best chance to be ready for Sundays and go out there and win and play together.
Pat Shurmur was talking about wide receivers blocking this morning and how important that was Sunday.
Yeah.
Who's the best blocker, you, Avant, Cooper?
Obviously, I'm probably not the best blocker, but I definitely I'm gonna go out there and do the best I can, for my guys. But I think Coop, Riley, Coop and Jason, they do a great job. Obviously, bigger physical guys, so we just go all out there and just give effort. As long as you give an effort and just being in the right position at the right time, that's really all that matters. So we just gotta credit everybody out there, linemen. I think the front. Front 5, 6 guys, 7 guys, tight ends, they're doing a great job up front as well. So
who's keeping it real? How are you guys keeping it real with all the positive energy around this team right now?
I mean, honestly, it's everybody. It starts off, with Chip, and it trickles down to, everybody. So we're very familiar with, our schedule. And like I say, this year coming in, there was a lot of new things that was going on, and that was really the challenge, everybody getting, accustomed and comfortable with that. So, now I think the energy level's at a high, as you can see, even being down 8-0, 14-0, whatever the score was, just being able to, just spark an energy and, be together and stay together, regardless of, we're losing or we're down. That's the challenge in this league. A lot of times, teams get up and, look up and everybody's down, their heads down, the pound and things like that. But it's something about this group that we feel, regardless of the score, as long as there's time left on that clock, we're still able to go out there and give us a good chance.
What is it about the group, Deshaun? What is it?
Honestly, it's a tough answer to answer. But, I just think, the guys are just willing to go out there and do whatever it is that, Chip is asking us to do, first and foremost. And as long as you got a group of guys like that just willing to, put it on the line and lay it on the line for each other and not be selfish regardless. I can remember Jason Avant going up to Chip in that game saying, run the ball my way. So, just things like that. Like, he's not saying coach pass the ball to him. He's like, run the ball my way. So, put him in a position to be able to go out there and make some huge block, as you can see on the run McCoy scored on the second half. Jason took almost two dudes down. So things like that, just being, unselfish and going out there when your number's called or your play's called, even when it's not, still making a play to help your team.
What have you seen from Chip in terms of making in-game adjustments, both this previous game and really throughout the season?
Well, I think he's very intelligent, very smart coach. He knows, what it is that teams are doing, and he's able to go into halftime and make adjustments. I think, it's pretty good stat that, every game we come out, we score a lot of points in the second half. So, besides a couple of games. But, you know, majority of the games, I think we've been able to come out and score a lot of points in the second half. As you see, 34 points in the second half, that's a crazy number. It's probably the most I ever scored in the second half in my NFL career. So just looking forward to opportunities to go out there and just continue to do that.
What is that halftime like, though, when you said he makes halftime adjustments? Does he relay them to you guys, or just go out there and figure it out?
He really doesn't say anything to us until, you know, we go back on the field. Like the last minute, he gives us a little chat. But, you know, Pat Shurmur is the one that's really going over the adjustments. They go in the room and talk and come back out and present things to us and, you know, basically tell us what we like to do and what we're going to continue to do throughout the game. So, you know, from there, we bring it up, and Chip gives us our little message, and we go out there and just put it together.
How much fun did Cousin Terrio have at the game?
He had a good time. You know, he's very young, you know, 6 years old, but he has a following that's huge and things like that. So everywhere I go, everybody asks me about him and things. So it's just good to, you know, for him to be able to see the game and play in snow and just have a little fun. It's cool.
You got to do the dance.
That's something, you know, I've been doing for a long time, that little dance. So just continue to do that, having fun.
How do you know him? How did you first get in touch with him?
My boy managed him from Miami, so that's how I kind of met him. He brought him around, so got some things in the works with him, so we'll see.
Sean, so many guys were banged up last year. You were one of them. Behind the scenes, what's going on to keep so many guys healthy this year?
I think the system, as far as, the sports science, that's the biggest thing I can say. It's a lot of things we're doing. Can't give out a lot of secrets, because I don't want other teams to take our secrets. But, we're just staying fresh. We're practicing hard. And at the same time, we're able to, get our legs back, early in the week and things. So at the same time, we work. But at the same time, we take care of our bodies. And, we get massage and do the whole nine. So, he's doing a good job of just keeping the schedule fair for players.
Be back from day one. What was your first thought about practicing on Tuesday?
Honestly, I never really liked it. But you got to buy in. You got to do what you got to do. But like I say, that's one of the challenges. That's one of the new additions to it. But professional athlete, you got to adjust on the run. But here we are in December, and I think it's definitely helping us out. I don't know, man. We're just fresh. We're able to go out there and get our bodies going. So it kind of gets all the soreness out early in the week. And by the time we look up, we just feel good on Sunday. So, I do miss going into the locker room on Sundays and saying, see you Wednesday. I miss getting them 2 days. But, obviously, we got all the time in the world in the offseason, as long as we can finish the season and do it how we want to do it.
So that's a sports science thing. When you're running around a little bit on Tuesday, it helps alleviate the soreness that you would normally have?
That's part of our tricks and tools, so we're going to keep that to ourselves again. But, it's just like I say, we're able to get out there and, get our bodies moving and get going.
Okay. Thanks, man.